MD, RadioMD.com.
He's a cardiologist. He's a chef. He's America's culinary interventionalist. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Michael Fenster.
Hello, Food Nation, Healthy Nation. Are you ready for the scrumptious and the salubrious all wrapped up into one tasty, tantalizing treat? I know that you are, and I know you know that means it's time once again for another Code Delicious. I am Dr. Mike, and we have something spicy, hot, delicious, tantalizing for you today. I am excited to have with me our special guest, Mae Friedel. She's a food literacy advocate, author, philanthropist, founder and CEO of an organic spice company. Yes, you heard that right. So this is where you want to go to get those spices. And appropriately enough, you know that that I am passionate about all things food. So is Mae, because her company is called Passion for Spices. So it's easy to remember. Mae, welcome to the program. I'm excited to chat with you today.
Thank you, Dr. Mike. I'm excited as well. It's going to be a wonderful show.
Oh, it always is, and it's especially wonderful when we've got something a little spicy to chat about. So tell the folks, if you will, a little bit about your story and your history, because your roots into using spices, being involved in the production, the sale, et cetera, of spices runs deep. This is not just a little hobby for you. It's kind of in your DNA.
Right. Yes. I came about 25 years ago as a knowledge engineer to this country. And, I was caught up in the American way and started buying all processed food. And when I had a child, he had immune system disorders. He was in the hospital with pneumonia, asthma, and all that. And my parents, coming from a background of a sustainable lifestyle, we were brought up very, eating very well with a balanced diet, coming from a spice growers family. We were spice traders, and we owned quite a bit of estates of many various types of spices, grains, and everything you can imagine, fruit trees. And when I came here, I just caught up in the convenience of life. And then right. I didn't realize this was causing my child's immune system. And I quit my job, fabulous job, Wall Street job. And I quit and I started experimenting food the way I grew up with, in a practical way, which is now everybody wants taste. So we want flavorful, integrating spices. But then when I looked at spices in the Indian stores, I couldn't find something which is pure and which I am used to. So I had to launch a business, Passion for Spices, basically to showcase good quality spices as well as how to use spices. Many people, when I cook, people say, I haven't seen any recipes like this in the Indian restaurant. So it's very different, just like the Italians at home. We cook very differently, very pure, very simple, but the mix of spices is very balanced, very flavorful. And there are techniques to learn. So that is what I am all about, Passion for Spices, passion for life as well, people to prevent diseases, but the use of spices and other ingredients, not only spices, like the additives we add in the food is like ginger, garlic, and onions, and different kinds of herbs. So it's really an anti-inflammatory, everything, like it really helps you with your immune system. I really think my this has helped my son's immune system, and the doctors are all asking me, so what did you do? I just didn't do anything but cooked everything from scratch and integrated spices and wholesome food.
Well, I think you hit on a number of key points, and it's interesting, you know, that something sort of really personal, you know, your son kind of moved you in that direction. And you know, I want to reiterate, and we've talked about it many times on the show, that, you know, we've given up so much for the convenience factor.
Right.
And without really knowing, and it's not, you know, just the consumer sort of doing stuff that we were doing stuff and we knew otherwise, because we are really just finding out on the cutting edge of medicine that, wow, all these processing additives, many of which I think there are now somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 different food additives that are approved.
I know.
And the vast majority of them, and this is not my opinion, folks, this comes from former FDA official said, you know, the vast majority, we have no idea what they do because they're released under something called generally recognized as safe. And what we're finding out is that these then affect our, if they don't affect us directly, they affect our gut bacteria. And then it promotes what you're talking about, which is this pro-inflammatory, et cetera. And the second thing you hit on, which I think was key, is flavor, taste, and texture. Now, as a food person, as a professional chef, I am all about building these layers of flavors. And yet what you said is so true, is that in the modern Western diet, there's convenience, but there's not the taste and the textures. There is just sort of this layering of sugar and salt and fat, because that hits certain areas of our brain. And then the next thing you know, you're hitting every morning the drive-through before, you know, before you even know it. And you're no longer really tasting food. You've become numbed and, you know, kind of like a food zombie. And of the things I think is just wonderful about the India food and the spices and these layers is the way there are all these contrasting kind of taste and textures and you build those flavors. Now, you're originally from Kerala, India. Now, is
Kerala,
that in the northern part?
Is
it north or south? Is that in the north or south?
It's the southernmost tip where the three seas meet. That's the head, the spice center of the world. We export about, I think, around 200 varieties of spices. And my family is part, you know, we were spice traders from Persia originally. And we have all kinds of spices. I grew up with a scent of spices, the pepper to cardamom to nutmeg. And, you know, we grew all the rice grains and all kinds of. I saw all these while growing up. And such good food. I'm telling you, just the fish is so fresh and everything is so fresh. And I have, when my parents came here, they didn't like some of the things we were eating. But so that is how, but we can do that here. You know, so I started growing all my vegetables. I promote organic garden. So I have showcased good spices. And I try to buy everything natural, like, you know, the grains and oils and salt. So I try to go to the best quality available in this market. And we are fortunate enough, you know, America has really good products now. But people have to be educated. See, that's what I'm doing, food literacy programs. I'm teaching, I have a cooking camp where I teach 4-year-olds to teenagers to adults to senior centers. I'm going everywhere to teach people what is all about food, what food we should eat by season, by, and recipes, simple. When you have a garden, the gardener comes and showcases and we grow the garden. But what do you do with that? And you can do multiple things with those vegetables. So I am an expert chef. I have a fascination for learning the recipes. I go to every class possible, and I've learned from my ancestors. My family is all extremely good cooks, and they cook all these 4 meals, everything from scratch, by season, for festivals. And in India, as you know, food is the center of everything, culture. They connect that using food. Actually, I put it up in the book. Food is a philosophy of life. Like, you know, thing is, Aditi Devo Bhava. That is the first sentence I said. When somebody comes into your house, you treat them like God. So a guest comes to your house, that is the principle, hospitality principle of Indian culture. And festivals, to when the child is born, to weddings, we invite everyone and share the food, and such a joyful thing. That's what I want to showcase in the American family. My family, I have an American husband, but they are not familiar with that. So all my friends and neighbors, I call, invite them for tea, make good food, you know. So it is, that is what I'm showcasing in this book, A Lifestyle Practice. People don't sit down and cook a meal. They don't have time.
No, and you are so right. And really, that's something that my forthcoming book you know, really deals with. And for me, what you're describing, you know, really is life. And the history of food reflects the history of humankind and our food experience. All these things you're talking about, the fellowship, really, and I agree with you 100%. It's a lifestyle. It's an attitude towards life. And that's reflected in our food. You know, there's that very common saying, you know, show me what you eat and tell me what you eat and show me what you eat and I'll tell you, you know, who you are. But it's not just that we are what we eat. We also eat who we are. And
right.
And I
Excuse
love this.
Me, right.
You know, you talked. Yeah. And you know, you talked about connecting with your family and your ancestors and your roots. And I absolutely love that. And I think that is something that is very dear and precious to us. And through that, you've come up with this Indian cuisine diabetes cookbook. And I want to talk about that for just a few minutes, if you don't mind, because I think it is so important. And it really highlights something. Folks are no doubt, and especially if they listen to this show, we talk about the Mediterranean diet a lot. It's been very well studied, you know, in a lot of rigorous scientific endeavors, trials, and so forth, and really shown a profound impact in eating delicious food without worrying about calories. But then in typical American fashion, we start looking and we say, well, what is it? Do we have to eat this fish? Is it the tuna? You know, is it this? Mm-hmm. Is it that? Do I have to have a glass of wine? And I look at it as a approach to food. So it's a Mediterranean approach. And I see that same thing in what you're reflecting in the Indian cuisine, which is you're talking about fresh, you're talking about wholesome, you're talking about using spices and herbs to build flavor levels of deliciousness and not mm-hmm. relying on sugar, salt, and fat. And
yes.
Do I have it right or do I have it wrong?
Yes, you are right. But also there's another very important factor. These, you know, I come from a family where Ayurveda, the science of life, was embedded into our family. My grandfather was 100 years old. He was so particular about the food we eat seasonally. But all these herbs and spices have medicinal value. There are six senses, six tasting spices, actually, you know, bitter, sweet, pungent, all those six varieties of things we integrate into our food. For example, if you eat this vegetable called, fruit called amla or bitter melon, what is it called? Bitter, gooseberry, Indian gooseberry.
Oh, right.
So first when you bite it, it is actually bitter. Then when you bite, then after that it gets sour, then it gets sweet. And that is supposed to be very, very healthy for you. So we have all these different kinds of things. Like bitter gourd, and spices like fenugreek. It's absolutely good for diabetes problems. Mm. We soak this in fenugreek. People with diabetes, they don't even take medication. They just soak this and drink the tea. I have the tea in the book. Supposedly very good for you. And soak overnight and drink that. And I believe it came from the Greek area, from Greece. When they came, they brought the fenugreek. It's from the Middle East or Greece. You can see the origin of the fenugreek. So there's a lot of different varieties. Like, for example, turmeric. Turmeric
yes.
actually has that powerful, as you know, the component called curcumin. And I believe when you use black pepper and turmeric together, it absorbs better than in your body. So it doesn't
right.
have
so,
inflammatory properties.
Yeah, you were talking about the black pepper. What it is that, and this is, you know, every Indian recipe I've ever seen where they're using turmeric, there's always some black pepper.
Yeah.
And what happens is that the curcumin is very quickly metabolized once human beings eat it. So you don't get that much of a benefit. But when you
right.
combine it with black pepper, it inhibits our ability to break down the beneficial curcumin. And so it increases the bioavailability by about 2,500 times. So
yes, it just
blows me away that somebody figured that out, you know, because you look at the spice combinations and they're always, always together.
I know. It is amazing. Yeah, this is a very knowledgeable people, like, you know, centuries and thousands, 5,000 years old culture, you know. So that's what we have to really capture. And the knowledge, I don't want to lose it. That's why I wanted to capture that and share it with everyone. That was the idea of this book. So much knowledge is there. See, all the recipes, a lot of them are from my family. And I went around and researched from different regions. So we have showcased a whole lot of recipes which are not only flavorful, but easy also. American way, we don't have the time. So we something which is simple, easy, and at the same time, fun. See, who wants to be, when you are sick or ill with a specific diet, who wants to eat a bland food? I wouldn't want to eat that. So I want something fun. See, everything should be presented well. I mean, all my recipes are fun recipes, rotis to see. I have some different kinds of rotis, actually, which are easy to make. Spinach rotis to, you know, zucchini teplas, which is like a brittle bread. But yum. You are getting a whole lot of good nutrients without even knowing it is really a diet food. So the techniques used are excellent, steaming and braising. So we have different kinds of stews, but the layers and layers of flavors added, you won't feel that it is bland or diet food. So I had to really bargain with a lot of times with the ADA folks. So salt has to be cut, but then I have to adjust to the flavors. And so oil swing is for this diet. We have to use very little oil. But then how do you make the food tasty? So by using different techniques, marinations, no? Things like that. So it is a fabulous food for people to incorporate in their everyday life or for special occasion.
Yeah, you know, I'm all about living to eat, and we shouldn't have to, so many people are restrictive and they want to cut this out and you can't have that. And before you know right. it, there's no enjoyment in life. And so yes. I'm with you, you know, we should be able to eat these foods, enjoy them, have wonderful fellowship, and that, you know, our food shouldn't kill us. So I love the things that you've gotten here, and they're so beneficial. May, where can folks go to get the Indian Cuisine Diabetes Cookbook?
They can go to shopdiabetes.org. That's the first place they should go, because that benefits the research of the disease. Or you can go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any other bookstores you can get. And even my website, passionforspices.com, if you want to order some of my spices. They are really fabulous, very special, processed here in the U.S., but 100% organic. And no additives and no salt. So if anybody wants to use pure spices, and it's actually made, I've made it very simple. So the Kerala curry, which is a spice blend, very balanced blend, not spiced overly spiced, but a tablespoon of that spice in any vegetable or seafood or a pound of fish. So that's how I have designed. So it won't be overpowering. So it's very easy to make a gravy or a grilled seafood. It's fabulous. And the other one is the Kashmiri garam masala, which is actually a baking blend my mom used to use for cakes and pies and all that. So you use that instead of cinnamon, a teaspoon of garam masala for apple pies or tarts or apple pancake. I have a recipe in the packaging. It's actually quite fragrant. Actually, it has cardamom and nutmeg and cinnamon. And they have the secret ingredient I'm going to give. It's the mace, M-A-C-E. Which is the cover of nutmeg. So I've added all those fabulous spices, and easy for people who want to start to learn about using, especially the Western crowd, to learn to use spices. This is a fabulous opportunity. And happy to answer any questions. They can email me at info@passionforspices.com or may@passionforspices.com. Contact us. We'll be happy to help them.
And that's what you put out there is the way I'd recommend for folks to do it. You know, I have a very extensive spice can. I'm the kook that goes out there, you know, and I'll toast the coriander and the cumin and the fenugreek and then, you know, grind them all up in my spice blender and make spice blends. But as you pointed out earlier, a lot of folks are very busy. So getting a curry spice blend or a garam masala that you have that's already done that we know is fresh, because that's very important, right. And being able to use it, that's a great introduction to experiencing these wonderful depths and layers of flavor. And can you tell our listeners, you know, when they're going out and they're looking for spices, what are some things that they should look for. You mentioned one I want to highlight, which is organic, because it can be difficult, but I think it's so important to know, you know, where our spices are coming from, where our food is, because you could buy something that's been ground, you know, a year ago, it sat in the jar, and then when you put it on your food, you go, wow, I don't get what this is about. It doesn't really have any flavor, you know, versus something that you send them that was just, you know, manufactured, just processed the other day. And, you know, it's bursting
One of the things I ask folks are, like, you know, if you have a beautiful, let's say we have an organic chicken and stuff and everything is beautiful, and then you sprinkle some spices which are full of chemicals, how does that help you? So it's a little more expensive because it's costly to get all organic. They have to be certified here. It has to be steam cleaned in a factory here. So I think it's better to go organic, no GMOs and things like that.
Yes.
So I think it's actually a little more, it's better to spend a little more and buy. You don't need a whole lot of spices. Don't buy a whole lot of spices in your cupboard. Just buy, see, I have done the packaging announced in each packet so that people can use it and just finish it off. So that's how I designed it, so that it's fresh each time. But if you buy whole spices, you can grind, like as you said, but you have to know how to do that. Toasting, you know, for example, cumin, when you toast it in a plain tawa or a cast iron skillet without oil, but it has to be medium heat, and make sure it doesn't burn. If you burn it, it's going to be bitter. So those are the things I'm teaching classes. I think I'm going to do some online classes. People can soon look for it. We're going to do online classes, ebooks, a lot of spice introductory classes. We're going to have YouTube videos showcasing some of the techniques of some of the things, yeah, of the spice preparations. But simple and easy for Western way. So that's what I'm focused on. For everyone, I want to start using spices. Even the kids, see my kids' friends, they all love my food. I don't make it over spicy, but flavorful. For example, the tandoori style chicken, I marinate overnight, and with there are different layers of marination. First, you marinate with lemon and salt and pepper, and then you marinate with yogurt, and then you have the masala. So there are different layers of spices, and then you score the chicken. So there are a lot of techniques involved. You have to sear it in the high heated oven, so to get the tandoori flavor. So, but my spices, we have added a lot of different types of smoked paprika to get the smoky tandoori flavor. So it's very special. Try to order some spices, or I can send you some to test the flavors.
Boy, you're making me hungry. Listening, that sounded so good. But it really is true. And you know, a lot of time we talk about spices and sort of immediately in the West. And there are some areas of Indian, some Indian cuisine I've had, which I actually love, is it sort of has that chili pepper that mm-hmm. sort of very hot kick to it.
I love hot.
But yeah, I do too. But when we talk about it, we're really talking about, as you mentioned, you know, things like cardamom, you know, cumin, coriander,
mm-hmm.
nutmeg, right? We're not talking about adding heat. We're just talking about making it very, very flavorful. And, you know, you talk about a chicken, and this has happened actually, you know, a couple times I've been out and I've talked to folks and they said, hey, can you give me some idea for recipes? Because my, you know, I want to cook my kids chicken. And gosh, you know, we start with chicken on Monday, and by Thursday, they're like, Mom, not chicken again. And I'm like, well, just add these different spices and you're going to take a trip around the world. So,
You can make the same spices. You can make Moroccan dish. I make a Thai satay. A local Thai restaurant came and we showcased our chefs, showcased the recipe. It was fabulous because what we have done is extracted the base flavors like coriander and cinnamon and nutmeg, and then you marinate that with lime and ginger and whatever wine vinegars, you know, the Asian vinegars you use, and little lemongrass, and then you have Thai chicken. So it's amazing. You can do the same thing with the same flavor. But you can do it differently. That's what I'm teaching. Actually, using the same flavors, but used for different cuisines. Like you can do Mediterranean dishes. I make a shakshuka, which is like a tomato-based a sauce I make, and poach the egg on it and use a little bit of my curry in that. I have a spicy omelet in the book. It's fabulous. So you can use the spices for various things. So you want, another important point I want to make is for breakfast. Usually, for American Western cuisine, you see everything is so sweet. Every breakfast item is sweet, but I think I've showcased some savory dishes, like upmas. Upma is like a whole wheat, sauteed, like, you know, it's steamed kind of thing. Sweet potato, roasted in the oven with some chutney, onion chutney. I love that in the morning. Sometimes I have that. And if you have to get used to that, see, not the sweet flavors. Those are the things I've showcased here in the book. So that's a lot of varieties for people to try. And salads. Have you seen some of the salads in the book? Chutneys and salads. Like I have a carrot beetroot salad with simple lime juice and cilantro. And it's so fabulous. No oil in that, but its flavor is so good with a grilled chicken or a grilled fish. It is a raw papaya mango salad. I use it all the time, these salads. And it's really filling. And if you just have a, Indian food is like, you don't need a whole lot of meat or fish, but it's so much flavor. Really have a little piece and then, but rest of the accompaniments, really help you, you know, fill and satisfy, you know, techniques and things like that.
And it's just such a wonderful cuisine. If folks, you know, haven't experienced or have limited experience with it, you know, it's got these layers of flavor that you talk about, and it's incredibly healthful. And we look particularly, again, it may be the curcumin, as you mentioned in the turmeric, but when it comes to particularly gastrointestinal carcinomas, among the lowest rates in the world, yet eating these delicious foods and experience wonderful fellowship. So May, before we go, we're going to wrap it up here. If you could just give the folks again where they can get a hold of mm-hmm. you and your stuff, your website, and just let them know what that is for us, please.
Again, it is shopdiabetes.org. And we have to thank ADA for getting out this fabulous book. You can go into my website, passionforspices.com. You can go to the book page. You can order the book through there. And you can connect with Amazon or Target or Barnes & Noble or even and to order the spices, you can go to the spice shop and in my website, passionforspices.com. And feel free to contact me for any questions regarding recipes or books or anything like that. Happy to help folks.
And folks, if you definitely want to go there. It's a wonderful website, beautiful spices, great information. There's this picture of this beautiful lady named May on the page. You're going to enjoy that. Looks like she's there. You got some greens there showing off the salad you were just telling us about. So you definitely, I think, if you haven't had an experience with curries or masalas, you know, the blends that May is offering on her website, a great, great introductory way to experience this wonderful, wonderful cuisine. And you know it's good for you. It's organic. It's spices. It's what we talk about here. It's real food. So, folks, May, I want to thank you once again. And, folks, until we talk again, until we meet again, may the only pain in your life be champagne.